Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie, combining kingdom wisdom with marketplace strategies for spiritual, personal, professional, and business success. WWRJ empowers you to seamlessly integrate spirituality with the reality of the marketplace. And during this time, Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie encourages and equips you to become that marketplace influencer God envisioned. And here is your host, Jackie Showers.
Good afternoon. I am so glad that you have joined me on today. It is just such an exciting day. It's a great day here in the metropolitan Detroit area. The sun is shining, and it's just looking like it's going to be one of those great spring summer days, so to speak. But I am just thanking you for coming and being a part of our listening audience on today at Wisdom, Wealth, and Wisdom. Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. I'm glad that you have taken time to come out to join us and to be a part of our listening audience. And I want to just tell you, you want to make sure that you get to our website, www.themeplace.org or jackieshowers.com. You want to make sure you get up there. We're doing some exciting things, and we want you to be a part of it. If you are looking, you can go up there and you'll be able to access where we provide coaching. And so if you're looking to go to that next level, if you're looking to say, I just need someone to help me get past this point, you are looking to brand and market yourself, you want to make sure you get to our website, jackieshowers.com. But on today, we are talking about balancing the balancing act of your work and your life. And, you know, I have found that sometimes people have a hard time in this area. We lean more to one than we do to the other. But there is a way to have a balancing act to your work and your life. There is a way for you to conquer the vicissitudes of life. And the reason I say that is because one of the things that we do know, we know that life happens. We know that life is going to happen each and every day. Every day that we wake up, life is going to happen. When we go to sleep, life is going to happen. But it's really up to you to make that decision exactly what you plan to do and exactly how you're going to keep that balance in your life. We know that in our society today, we're running helter-skelter. It's really moving a lot faster than it did years of, and just having that right balance, knowing how to balance yourself, knowing how to balance your time, knowing how to maximize your efforts each and every day, whereas you don't get burnt out or you don't feel as though that you're not achieving all that you need to achieve. You got to come up with some type of strategy. You got to have some type of plan of action in order for you to be successful, and you have to adhere to it. You know, it's one thing to develop a plan. It's another thing whether or not you adhere to that plan. That's going to be really up to you how you adhere to it. I also want to say that if you are in our listening audience and you want to be a part of our, you have anything to say, you can also dial in. That dial-in number is 917-932-1710. So you're able to dial in, and you will be able to share your concerns. Maybe there are some things that you've been dealing with. Maybe there are some things that you need some help on, or some questions that you had, or maybe it's some things that you just feel as though that you need to go to that next level in regards to how do you get to that next level. How are you able to do all the things that you need to do? So I want you to make sure that as you're taking a check of yourself and you're looking and you're saying, am I really doing what I need to do in order for me to be successful with this whole balancing act? Am I really making a difference? Am I really causing a dent? Is my family feeling neglected, or am I neglecting my work at work? Or if you're an entrepreneur, you know, are you having that balancing act? And, you know, as an entrepreneur, one of the things that we find ourselves doing is that we get so caught up because we have a goal, we have a vision, we have a mission. And so, and if you're just starting out, most of the time you're doing the bulk of it all by yourself. And so you find that your days become, they just sort of roll right into the other, and you don't have time to for your personal life. But you got to have balance. You got to bring balance into your life in order for you to really be successful. You have to be able to juggle it all. And you say, well, I don't know how I'm going to juggle it all. But you have to. And, you know, we live in a society, you may have small children, you may have teenage children, but your life is revolving around them as well as you have to work, and you have to have time for yourself. Or you may be in a place in your life where your parents are older. And in the process of your parents being older, you're having to take care of your parents, making sure all of their needs are taken care of, while you're making sure all of your children's needs are taken care of and all of your needs. And if you marry, your spouse come into play as well. So it's all of these different things that's vying for your attention, and you're trying to figure out exactly what do I do in order for me to balance it all, in order for me not to feel as though I'm off kilter, in order for me not to feel as though that I'm not being as effective as I need to be. Well, we're going to share some ideas with you today. We hope that they're going to be effective for you. I'm hoping that you will be able to use them, and definitely let us hear your feedback. You can give us your feedback. We're on Facebook. You can follow us on Facebook. You can link with us on LinkedIn. You can tweet us on Twitter. You can plus us on Google+. You can pin us on Pinterest. And you can just Instagram us on Instagram. But we are out there. It's just a matter of you just connecting with us, and we want you to connect with us. You can go to our blog, Shawla's Blessings, our Shawla's Blessings blog. You also can leave comments out there. But today what we're going to focus on, we're going to focus on this whole thing about balance. And I think all of us, any one of us, we know that this is something that we have to deal with each and every day, this whole thing about the balance, of having balance in our lives, of being able to be effective when it comes to managing all of the different cells of who we are. You know, there are so many different cells of who we are, because we are multidimensional. We are not monolithic, but we are multidimensional. And so you have to know that you want to beat this whole syndrome of burnout by you want to make more time for the activities and people that matter most to you. Because you really need people. You need to be around those you love. You need to make sure that you're interacting with them. So you got to build downtime into your schedule. You got to take care of you. I call it the selfless time. Even in prayer, you got to carve out that time for prayer, for devotion, for exercise. All of these things have to come into play, because you have to do them. You have to make sure that you're planning your day. You have to make sure that you're creating the balance. And there is nothing like starting your day in prayer and meditation with God, because what happens is it allows your mind to shut down, and it's a great way to end your day. And that's not to say that you have to sit there and say, I gotta carve out an hour. It may be 5 minutes, it may be 10 minutes, it may be 15 minutes, but this is going to be necessary in order for you to be successful. You really must carve out that time, and so to start off your day, you need to carve out that time. You need to carve out your time for prayer, for devotion. Start your day that way, because what's going to happen is it's going to clear your head, and it's going to give you an idea of how you want to manage your day. Include in your day, you've got to have that balance. You have to have that work-life balance. Try to include form of exercise. You may not can make it to a gym, but you can make a decision. On my lunch hour, I'm going to go walking. You know, I'll eat my lunch and I'll save some time, or you can decide to eat your lunch after you go walking. Take a half an hour walk. You got an hour. You have an hour for lunch. You say, okay, let me factor in a half an hour for exercise, for walking, for getting out there. Let me factor in about 15 minutes for eating, or half an hour for eating. But you want to make sure that you create that balance. The only way that you're going to create that balance and not have burnout, you have to look at all the different selves of who you are and all the different people that's pulling on you. You have your, if you're married, you have your spouse, you have your wife. I mean, you have your spouse, you have your children, you have other relatives, you have coworkers, you have your boss. You have all of these different things pulling on you. If you're an entrepreneur, you have customers, you have clients. And so all of this is pulling on you, not to mention you just have to do the mundaneness of having a business, the mundaneness of work. So you have to do all that. And you have to factor in, I got to get some sleep. I need to get at least 6 to 8 hours of good sleep a night. So you got to factor that in as well. And you get a 24-hour day, and when you begin to chop that day up, you have to chop it up where you got to have me time. And if you say 8 to 9 hours is going to be me time, or 10 hours, that's my time. That's my time to work on me. Now, when we're looking at those 8 to 9 hours or 8 to 10 hours, that's going to include your sleep. That's going to include time for your prayer and your meditation. It's also going to include time for exercise. So you got a 10-hour window where this is all about you. And that's 10 hours where it's all about you, for you to sleep, for you to pray and meditate, for you to exercise, for you to take care of you so you can be in optimum shape. One of the things that we look at is you can also participate in this, because we're going to offer it. We're offering this course called, and it is called You to the Third Power, because we feel that there are three you's. There is your relationship with God, there's your relationship with others, and there's your relationship with yourself. And so in the process of your planning your day, you have to factor in all of the three you's. Now, you're going to get the chunk of who you are, because you have to sleep. These are just givens. You have to sleep, and at least 6 to 8 hours a day. So, and then you have to eat. So you also have to factor in, I need to make time for me to eat. You need prayer and devotion, because that's going to build up your spirit person, and your spirit person is stronger than your natural person. You also want to make time for your for your exercise, because your physical body needs to be in shape. So you need to, and that's where you have to eat and you have to exercise. So all of that's got to be factored in. That's easily 10 hours out of your day. Sleep, prayer and devotion, for you to exercise, and for you to eat. That's it right there. Those are, to me, the essentials where you don't have a choice essentials. These are your essentials for living. In order for you to be able to live as effectively as you need to live, you're going to need these. You're going to have to establish a healthy lifestyle. You want to be healthy. You want to know that you are doing the right thing. And so everything, you got to juggle everything. You have a lot of demands placed on you, but you also have to know that you will be able to succeed, and you will be able to achieve that balance that's going to bring your confidence and your personal strength in your life. All of these things are going to play a big part in your life. So, and always, like I said, you want to build some downtime in your schedule. The other thing that you have to understand is that you have to work. I don't care if you work for yourself. I don't care if you are working for someone else. You have to work. It's simple as that. You're going to have to work every single day. And so, in the process of your working, plan your day. Schedule some time to just plan your day. Before you just get into it, start planning your day. Start thinking to yourself, these are the things that I need to do. I need to plan my day. I need to make sure that I understand I have priorities that I need to get done. And you also have to factor in flexibility in your plan. So you want to plan each day for at least 8 hours of work per day. Usually after 8 hours, our minds are just gone. But you know what? If you plan to say 8 hours of work per day, and it all begins with you planning. So what you want to do, you want to either plan in the morning, or you can plan the day before. And that's the way to wind down the day and know my day is ending, it's coming to a close. Is that you say, let me sit down and see, what did I accomplish today, what was left over, what goes over in tomorrow, and what do I need to accomplish tomorrow? So then you're not feeling helter-skelter about what you need to get done. You are the one that's taking control over it, and it's not taking control over you. Because one of the things is this, is the vicissitudes of life are going to happen. Things just happen in life. And even with the best made plans, they still happen. But when they happen, if you know that you've been planning every day, you still will be able to accomplish some of the things that you already have planned, even as you have to deal with the emergencies of life, the things that just happen. An emergency may happen with your child. An emergency may happen with your parents. But things that come up that you had not planned for, but if you are in the process of planning, those things are not going to take you off your game. And that's why it's at the end of the day, make a decision that I am going to end my day by planning for the next day. And so you want to just take that time, do your planning, take about 10 minutes, 15 minutes to do your planning, and then at the end of the day say, okay, now it's done. Try to shut down. You got to shut down, because in order for you to have a restful sleep, you need to shut down about 30 minutes before you go to bed, in order for your body to already have relaxed itself and put itself into a state where it's ready to sleep. And you try to eliminate a lot of the noise around you. We have become so wedded to noise, to our cell phones being on all the time, to tablets, to iPads, to all of these things that's going to television. But what you really need to do is you need to just time to just relax, get yourself relaxed, so then you can have a good night's sleep. So you want to be able to do that. So you don't want to just work all the way like and say, okay, I've worked at 10 o'clock and now I'm going to bed. Your body is still on work mode. You've got to get your body out of work mode. You've got to have something in order for you to relax. Sometimes it's maybe just watching a TV show, a mindless TV show, maybe reading a book, or it may just be sitting and doing nothing, just allowing yourself to relax so then you can get ready for the next day. You also have to be able to delegate. Be able to delegate things that come on your plate that you don't necessarily have to take care of, but somebody else can take care of. And if you can afford it, you can also hire people to do things that you may not be able to do, like housework. You can hire somebody to do the housework if you can afford it. If you can't afford it but you have children, delegate to them to do some of the housework. Don't try to do everything yourself, because then you'll start getting burnt out. But if you don't have the money, you don't have children, then this is my philosophy. You got to do something every day so it doesn't get so cluttered and so bogged down that it becomes overwhelming. If you keep in your mindset that if I move it, put it back, even if you live alone, sometimes you have to tell these things to yourself if you're not just a person who naturally keeps things neat and tidy. But this way it's going to minimize on the distractor of cleaning. And so you have to factor in that I have to keep my house clean. I need to do something every day in order to ensure that my house is clean. You have to make sure that you have the necessary tools in order for you to get your job done. Don't try to get your job done and you don't have everything there, because then it's going to cause you to go into a frenzy. You're going to try to figure out, well, I need this, I need that. If you are a writer, I'm a writer. So if you're a person that writes, I make sure I got my computer. If I need any paper near me, I can write, I can jot things down. So you want to make sure that you have all of the tools that you need in order for you to be effective in your job. And this requires some planning. This requires you are always planning, always doing what you need to do. And sometimes you're going to have to take some baby steps. Just think about it. Don't think that, okay, I'm going to dive into this and I'm just going to tackle this and I'm going to do it all. You're not going to be able to do that. Every project, I don't care what it is, every vision, it has incremental steps to success. Carve that up. Carve it up so it's not overwhelming to you. Carve it up over days. You know, I always like to let people know God created the heavens and the earth. He took 6 days to create the heaven and the earth, and then he rested. And so you have to know that you're going to have to take some baby steps. It's going to take some time for you to get things up and off the ground. But you want to make sure that you factor in all of the time that you need. And I believe that when you begin to really balance yourself, everything else comes into balance. When you balance yourself, when you make sure you're getting your rest, when you make sure you're doing whatever is necessary in order for you to be successful, all of that's going to come into play. That's the balancing act. That's what's going to take you into a success that you never thought possible. Get control of you. You know, you can't really control anybody else, but you can control you. And when you begin to control your time, when you begin to control your activities, when you begin to control making sure you get to sleep, controlling your diet. Diet plays a big part of having balance, because if you're not eating healthy, eating right, you're going to be thrown off. You're going to be thrown off kilter. So you want to make sure that you're eating right. You want to make sure that you're eating healthy. You want to make sure that you're doing what's necessary in order for you to be in optimum shape. So eat right. Plan your meals. You know, plan it out and say, okay, on this day I have to go to the grocery store. I need to make sure that I have what I need. If you're the type of person where you don't want to cook every day, cook some meals that's going to last you maybe 1 or 2 days or 3 days. Some people don't like eating leftovers after the second day, but you want to make sure that you can plan for efficiency for you. And you may say, well, what does that have to do with work? It has a lot to do with work, because you have to factor in the fact that you're going to have to cook for yourself. You're going to have to make sure that you have meals. You're going to have to make sure that you are that you're doing what's necessary in order for you to be in optimum health. That's what you're going to have to do. It's as simple as that. You're going to have to make sure that you know when to quit, know when to stop, know when to give it up. You got to know that all of these things play a part in what we're doing. You know, I want you to ask yourself this question. Am I optimizing my 86,400 seconds in a 24-hour period? Because that's what you're given, 86,400 seconds. And every day that you manage it, every day that you take control of it, every day that you factor in that in order for me to be effective, these are all the things that I got to do, then it's going to only help you. It's only going to help you to be that more effective in your business. How many of you out there that you have your own business and you're saying, I feel like I'm just running helter-skelter? Have a plan of action in order for you to be successful. Have a plan of balancing your life. If you know that you have to take care of your parents, you know, this may not be the season. You're aging parents. You may not be able to devote as much time as you want to some other activities, but you got to have a plan of action. Some people decide that, you know what, I have to come off work and I have to take care of my parents. Some people decide that I'm only going to be able to work part-time because I have young children, and I think it's important for me to be there, to be in that house with them. More than just when I come home and I'm so tired and I don't really feel like interacting with them. So factor in all of these different things as you're trying to create balance in your life. You know you better than anybody else. You know what your capabilities are. You know what you're capable of. You know what your strengths are. You know your weaknesses. You know your opportunities. You know your threats. You know all of that about yourself. And so during this time, in order for you to become even more effective with balancing your day and balancing your work and your life, I want you to begin to take a list of everything that matters most to you, all of those things that are important to you, that's critical to you. What are the things that you respect the most? Oh, those things that you respect the most that you want to attract to you, write them down. You know, if you know that, you know what, I respect my rest, I respect sleep, write it down. I respect my prayer, my meditation, write it down. I respect my work, write it down. In order for you to begin to do a self-analysis of how can I establish the balance, things that I like to do. And don't forget, you've got to have interaction, social interaction. You got to have things where it's just social. All work and no play will kill you. It's simple as that. It doesn't make you a dull Jane. It doesn't make you a dull Joe. It makes you a dead Jane, and it makes you a dead Joe. It's up to you. What do you want to do? How do you want to do it? What do you want to achieve? These are the things that you're going to have to ask yourself in order for you to be effective. Remember, there are three U's that you are looking in order for you to manage in your day. It is God, it is others, and it's you. It's walking out those three, the two greatest commandments, to love God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and to love your neighbors, you love yourself. And the only way that you can do, and the only way that you can stay within the balance of you to the third power is that you're going to have to balance it. You're going to have balance in all three of those areas of your life. In all three of those areas, that's what matters. You have the area of God, that relationship with God. You have the area of others. And with others, think about it. It branches off. You have your family. You have your friends. You have your peers that you work with. You have your bosses. You have your clients. You have your customers. You have people that you have your people, your friends. So you have to balance all of this. All of this still has to be balanced, and you still have to live a productive life. You still want to be productive, and then it's you. And you have to make sure that all the aspects of you, that you're taking care of them. You have to make sure that everything that you do, that you are in optimum shape. And the only way that that is going to happen is that you are going to have to learn how to balance all of the three U's that matters in your life: God, others, and you. You and God, you and others, you and yourself. These are the three relationships. And when you can bring balance, and you can begin to incorporate that balance with all three of these relationships, you're going to be successful. And you won't be running helter-skelter, because you won't be always in fear mode, always in anxiety mode, always in fright mode. You won't be there. You will be in a place where you will have peace and you will have tranquility, and you will be able to balance your life. You will conquer the vicissitudes of life. They will not conquer you. You will wake up and you will not feel like you're tired and you're burnt out, but you'll wake up energized. You'll wake up ready to tackle the day because you took some time the night before to plan for the next day, or you factored in time in the morning to plan for that day. You took time to get your rest, to get your sleep, to factor in, I need to be in bed at this time. If you want to wake up at 6 o'clock, say, I need to be in bed by 10 o'clock. I need to have it all done by 10 o'clock because I need 8 hours of sleep. If you wake up at 6 o'clock, you got to factor in the prayer time, that your prayer and devotion with God. You got to factor in exercise time. You may want to exercise in the morning or the afternoon or the evening, but you got to factor it in because you got to take care of yourself. Factor in everything that's going to be entailed in your workday. Looking at it from the standpoint, how much can I get done in an 8-hour period? And yes, there are going to be days that you work more than 8 hours, but the bulk of the time you're going to work 8 hours. And you have to ask yourself, how can I be effective in an 8-hour period? This is what you must always ask yourself as you're looking at it. Because if you say, I'll work 10-hour days every single day, that's what you'll try to do. But if you say, I'll work 8-hour days, and if by chance some days I go to 10-hour days, then so be it. You go to 10-hour days. Don't beat yourself up. Just know that is not your goal, is to work 10, 12, 14, and 16-hour days, because you got to factor in the time for the other activities and the other yous that exist in your life. So with all of that being said, I want to hear from you. I want to know, what are you doing in order for you to be effective? You definitely want to go to our website, the Me Place, or you want to make sure that you click on coaching, get a complimentary coaching session in order for you to be effective. And we can come together to see what things how can we carve out your life in order for you to have that balancing act with work and with your life. And really, to me, it should be your work, your life, your play. It's all three of those aspects, because you got to have this social life factored in. So I'm so glad that you joined us on today, and I do direct you to our website. There's a plethora of information out there for you. We are looking to do great things in these upcoming months. We want you to be a part of it. Stay tuned to us. Remember, connect with us on Facebook. Tweet with us on Twitter. Meet up with us on LinkedIn. You know, plus with us on Google+. Pin with us on Pinterest. And just Instagram with us on Instagram. and also go to our blog. But I just want to say I'm so glad that you all came to be with us on today. It's been a blessing, and I hope it's been a blessing for you. And I look forward to you coming and being with us again next Monday for Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. And definitely give me, I want to hear about your successes when it comes to you learning how to the balancing act of your work, your life, conquering the vicissitudes of life.
Thank you for listening to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. We encourage you to visit our website at www.tsgm.org to subscribe to our weekly e-blast, Shower with Blessings, and keep apprised of our activities and events. Learn more about the Me Place Empowerment Institute at www.themeplace.org. And it is always our prayer for you to have a successful, prosperous, and productive week as a marketplace influencer.